Hello, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Maxwell from Odd Tonic.
And you're listening to Too Many Podcasts.
But don't worry, it's only Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Welcome to Too Many Podcasts, the podcast about podcasts. Now, podcasting from the Sherpa Chalet on Mount Podcastia, he's your host, Jim, the podcast Sherpa.
Yes, we know what that means when we hear that gong, don't we, guys? Hey there, rebels of the Sherpalution and all of you new rebels. It's me, Jim, the podcast Sherpa, and it's another week of Too Many Podcasts. But you knew that already, didn't you? Of course you did. Because that's what Mr. Bruce says right at the beginning of the show. So how you doing? It's hard to believe that we're already at the end of 2019 and that the holidays are almost upon us. I hope that you guys have been enjoying the little holiday gifts that I've been giving you. Like if you have the Spotify app, if you go into your Spotify playlists and do a little search for Happy Sherpa Holidays, that's a music playlist that I've created filled with holiday music, just for you guys, my wonderful listeners. And also, if that's not enough help, you can check out the preview, sneaky peeky episode of The Expert Factory, where we did an episode about shopping apps. And that episode will help you save a little money and maybe even get a little bit of money back. If that weren't enough, coming up for the holidays, we've got two special shows. The week of Christmas, we're doing a special Turn Your Life Around show, which features an interview that I did with somebody just recently, and it's really fascinating. Her story, I thought, was really interesting and definitely very unique, and it's a great story of turning your life around. On January 1st, New Year's Day, you will hear my interview with a certified professional organizer, and we're calling that episode Get Your Life in Order for 2020. Yes, I know, it's two straight weeks of, dare I say it? Dare I say it? Oh, they're going to play the song.
It's theme week. It's theme week. It's theme week.
That's right, they're theme weeks. And this week is no different. And it's a really cool theme week this week. It's about soul music. And we will hear from our guest in just a few minutes. I wanted to remind you that today's podcast is being brought to you by Audible, where you can get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/Sherpa. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. With the holidays coming up, that's a lot to choose from, little rebels. So, where was I?
Who's our guest today, Sherpa?
Before I tell you about this week's guest, I got a simple question for you. What are you doing? Are you sitting on the dock of the bay, maybe with Mustang Sally, and she's telling you that you ought to be treating her with a little R-E-S-P-E-C-T? That's right, this week's theme is soul music. And the guy that I had a chat with this afternoon, his name is Todd Woodson, really great guy out in California. I'm going to call him from now on the Sherpa of Soul. Yeah, that's it. He was now the Sherpa of Soul. And we had a great conversation about music, and I love talking about music. It's probably one of my favorite topics to talk about. I'm otherwise pretty quiet, really. Very quiet, just kind of sits over in the corner, doesn't make a lot of noise. And sometimes just babbles to himself and giggles, and people wonder what's the matter with me, but let's not get into that. Anyway, we had a wonderful conversation about soul music, and it was such a pleasure having him in the conference room at the Sherpa Chalet. So why don't we head on down to the replay room, and we will check out our conversation. Hey, Rebels, you know what? We have the Sherpalution, of course, but my guest today is a man on a mission, and I like that mission a lot, which is why he's this week's guest. The name of his podcast is called Bring Back Soul Music. Oh, yes, we need to do that. And he is leading the charge and coming to us from much warmer California than it is on Mount Podcastia. Everybody, say hello to Mr. Todd Woodson.
Hello, Jim.
How you doing, Todd?
Good, good. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, well, welcome to the Sherpa Chalet. Why don't you start off and tell our audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Todd Woodson. I started the Bring Back Soul Music. Well, I started a website, bringbacksoulmusic.com, and I morphed that into a podcast. It's the Bring Back Soul Music podcast. And so that's the nature of the podcast. I'm a lifelong music fan, particularly R&B and soul music. And the reason I started the podcast was I found it hard to find soul music on the radio without actually having to search for it. And I thought there were a lot of artists out there who didn't get a lot of attention in terms of getting airplay and recognition. And so that was the premise behind the Bring Back Soul Music podcast.
You were a musician? Is that correct?
No, I wish. I just love music. Okay. I wish I was a musician. I wish I can sing, but I can't do none of those things.
So then you get to interview people who do then.
Exactly. And that's the fun part. I get to meet people who can do stuff that I can't do.
If it's any consolation to you, you will probably never hear me singing on this podcast. Although I did once and it was horrible. I think I killed a couple of animals in the meantime, just from them hearing my voice. I used to be able to sing, but no longer. But oh well.
Yeah. I tell myself I can sing sometime, but then reality sets in and I know that's not for me. So
growing up, who were some of your musical influences?
Oh, wow. So I'm not sure how old you, but I'm kind of old school. So I grew up with a lot of bands and groups. So the Parliaments, the Earth, Wind & Fire, the Confunctions, the Gladys Knight and the Pips, the Kool & the Gang, Stevie Wonder, Al Green, Aretha Franklin. So that era. And so those were all my influences. And the only, you kind of take those people for granted when you're younger. You think, oh, they'll be around forever. But now it's like you can't find any bands hardly at all. And, groups are kind of gone by the wayside. And it's just, maybe it's part nostalgia. But I just really like, soul R&B music. And I just kind of find it hard to find music and musicians who do soul music. And again, that's one of the reasons why I started the podcast.
The era that you're referring to is definitely that 70s classic soul. I mean, as it's known by now, when you think going back a little bit earlier than that with some of the Motown and earlier R&B guys like Wilson Pickett and Otis Redding and Sam Cooke, guys, just, they just had it and you were just drawn to it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
What do you think really makes soul music relevant as a genre of music?
I just think the way it made you feel, that people used to get, I know when I used to listen to music, I really get into the music. It just made you feel, love in the air and relationships and, good times. I find it hard to relate to the music of today because I don't see a lot of that. I don't see the fun part, and I don't knock any other genre. I know we're kind of like in the hip hop genre and I do like some hip hop. But I just don't see that. I don't see that aspect of it. And so I think that's what's missing. And so that's why I said my mission to kind of make it relevant again.
All right. Well, I wish you well on that mission because yes, we definitely need it. And, just like we were talking before, I was saying it's hard to find really good music that you're going to get into. And especially some of the music that it doesn't stick around, you get a lot of one-hit wonders and then they're kind of forgotten, where a lot of the artists that you referred to earlier, they've had these incredible careers and, you just say a first name and people know who exactly you're talking about.
That's the truth. And you're so right. I was having a conversation with someone the other day and I said, when you made it, when you have a one-word name, like Prince or Beyonce. Or Luther, when you can just name one and their music endures from like you said, from the Motown era. I mean, that music is still relevant. People still listen to that kind of music today and know it. And so I don't see a lot of that in today's music. So you're absolutely right.
Nowadays too, a lot of the newer stuff that you hear, and like you said, I'm like you, I'm not bashing the new artists, because I guess we're of a certain age too where we really had an appreciation of that stuff coming up. But a lot of the new artists, they don't really refer back to their predecessors. Even like when the Beatles got popular, you know, the beginning of their stuff was all old Motown music.
Right, exactly.
You know, and they knew where it was coming from. And even the whole British invasion was just like that too.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Motown was big over in Europe, and it still is. I interview artists, and it's funny because you said you had liked the article with Mark Staggers. And in the interview, he was saying that you would be amazed how people over in Europe have a real appreciation for soul music. He said, you will be amazed by that. And I was like, really? He said, yeah. He said, they just take to it. They enjoy it. And here where it's, you know, a little bit different. And so it's crazy that other parts of the world appreciate the stuff that we kind of maybe take for granted or just sort of put on the side.
There is an evolution of music that kind of comes along. And, you know, because, you know, we got to see a lot of the earlier stuff where there was, mm-hmm. it was a lot more inventive. Right. You know, then now where now it's become like all a lot of electronic and just very specific sounds and not as much originality, in my opinion. But like I said, oh, okay, that was me bashing today's artists. Sorry about that, today's artists.
Yeah, I think there's something to that. I think today's music is geared more toward the sale. You know, yes. what I mean, it's not, you know, it's about who can we make a star. And whereas then it was just about musicianship and talent and putting out really good music. So, you know, I guess it's, you know, part of time, I guess. I'm not sure, but boy, I sure miss those days.
I have a relative who's in the music business, I guess in the 80s and 90s and stuff. He even had a number one song. You know, he says, you know, that today the way like that the artists market themselves, it's like a... He says, it's a whole new world, Jim. You know, he said, it's not what I grew up learning how to do and, you know, how to perfect my craft and everything like that. He said, but he says, you have to be adaptable and, you know how to work with these kind of artists too.
Yeah. I mean, if that's what's, you know, selling, I guess, and if you want to be part of the industry, I guess you have to adjust right along with it.
Did you have any special favorite guests or favorite moments on some of your shows?
Well, I did a couple shows in the Bay Area a few weeks back. And I really enjoyed those because I had a chance to get with my cousin. He's starting off a podcast as well. Not music related, but a podcast on money and entrepreneurship. And so we got a chance to sit around and do a couple of interviews with some R&B hip hop artists. And so that was different because it's not what I don't do hip hop as so much, but I do enjoy it. But it was great to listen to you know, different kinds of music and talk to different kinds of artists who are trying to gain some recognition today. You know what I mean? So and they're underground or starting to come up. They're not with a major label or anything like that. But it was good to just kind of see that everybody's kind of in the same boat in terms of. I mean, if you don't have a big record deal and you're not selling out stadiums, they're kind of all in the same boat. You're just trying to get your music out there, which is good to help people get their music and their message out. So I do like those shows, but I like everyone. Everyone has a different perspective. And the four shows we've done an array of ages. You know, we have some of the older artists, but we also have some of the new artists coming about. And so it's an education for me. And like I said, I get the chance to get exposed and expose people to all this great music that's out there that you may or may not have heard of. So
the artists that you have on your show, are they all unsigned artists?
Yeah, most of them are. In fact, all of them are independent artists. And that was one of the focuses for the podcast. A lot of artists who started their own labels or independent, and with independent companies. And so they're out there, you know, trying to, you know, get their music out there too. So they're hungry. And so, and they do great music. And so if I can be a vehicle or a catalyst for that, then I'm all for it.
Yeah. You know, and you mentioned before a guy that you had on your show that I just thought was fantastic. And his name is Mark Staggers. Could you want to tell our audience a little bit about Mark?
Yeah, Mark is a talented artist from the Washington, D.C. He's been doing music for a while. I came across him on Facebook, actually, and I reached out to him. He hit me to some of his music, and I just, again, like you, I love the music. It's sort of remnants of some of that 70s, you know, crooner music that we used to listen to, like a Smokey Robinson or, you know, Marvin Gaye, Luther Vandross, some of that stuff that you just don't see today. And he does a lot of stuff overseas. He's had number one hits overseas. But he's one of the people I talked to who said that they just can't get, because of the way they market music in the U.S., just kind of getting attraction in the U.S. But great music. He has this latest album, Let's Go Out Tonight. If you can pick it up, pick it up. It's on, I got it on Amazon. Great album. Great album. And if you like that kind of old school R&B soul music, that's a pretty good album to get.
Yeah, and I just saw that little, I guess it was like a Facebook Live or a YouTube clip portion of his singing. And the minute he opened his mouth, it was like,
yeah,
wow. People kill to have a voice like that, and he can't get his voice played on the radio.
It's the craziest thing, right?
Absolutely. Are there any other artists that we should be on the lookout for?
There's a lot. We have a couple of interviews coming up. Well, they're not finalized yet, so I don't want to mention them, but yeah, we have some real good artists coming up. Just some real talented people. And we're trying to get off into not just musicians, but also people who've been in the industry for a while, people who used to be in the industry, just kind of get a perspective on their take on today's music or R&B music, soul music. So we're going to cover artists mainly, but also people who have a connection to the music. I think that's important to kind of, if you want to bring it back, you kind of got to know where you came from and where you need to go to get it there. And so, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited because we have, like I said, some artists that I've reached out to, and we were talking offline earlier that there are a lot of artists out there who are just looking to get some attention, you know, and they're more than happy to come out and, you know, do a show. You know, so I think there's a market out here. I think there's a market for us, Jim. So
I'll keep my fingers crossed for you. I'm gonna put you on the spot, Todd. Okay.
Yes, sir.
You're stuck on a desert island, and you can only keep 5 soul albums that you can play for as long as you want to play, as long as you're on that island. What would be the 5 that you would choose?
Albums.
Yes. Ooh. Or you can be singles if you like.
Albums. Let's see. You know, there's so many great albums out there. I would have to, any Luther Vandross album would be one. I would do a Parliament Funkadelic album, an Earth, Wind & Fire album, an Aretha Franklin album, and a Marvin Gaye album.
Okay.
I think those are 5 albums that I would take. And if I had to be stranded, those would be the 5 albums that I would probably take with me.
It would make the stay on the island definitely a lot more bearable.
Hey, if you got to be somewhere, you might as well have the music you like, right?
That's right. And while we're on the topic of music that you like, what are a couple of podcasts that you've been listening to?
I really love the Malcolm Gladwell podcast. I like the people think I listen to a lot of music podcasts, but I don't. I listen to one podcast, which is the Soul Back podcast. That's another R&B podcast. I listen to that quite a bit. But I also like the storytelling. So I listen to Bagman by Rachel Maddow. I listen to, like I said, Malcolm Gladwell. I listen to any kind of detective / espionage podcast. I love those. And so those are the ones I listen to when I'm in the gym or, you know, in my car driving. I like the intrigue. And those are the kind of movies I like, too. I like the espionage, the crime-fighting stuff. And so and I like the historical stuff as well. So those are the kind of podcasts I listen to.
We have this portion of the show, and it is called Shameless Self-Promotion.
Shameless Self-Promotion.
And this is where you can tell our listeners whatever you would like to plug.
Well, I mean, I talked earlier about the Bring Back Soul Music podcast. But also, I like to direct people to the website, bringbacksoulmusic.com. Because we have information and news about today's R&B artists. Some of these younger artists that, you know, you may not have heard of. And also information about older artists. We have interesting facts and straw polls on the site. We have a list of all the articles that we do. So it's just an information site. So I would direct people there. If you really want to know or really get into R&B/soul music, that's a good place to start for me. I appreciate if you just visit and leave a comment. You know, yay, nay, I don't like it, whatever. We're always open to feedback and comments. You can join our mailing list. We also do apparel on there. I have one of my t-shirts on. I love soul music. I don't know if you can see that or not. So it's just fun. And if you like soul music, if you understand how it made you feel or remember how it made you feel, you know, help us bring it back. Let's help us make it relevant again. Also, we're on social media, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, all the social media sites. So that's where you can find us and like drop us a note. Let us know how we're doing.
I've been on your Facebook page and you've always got these incredible artists and videos of classic performances on your Facebook page. I was like, oh yeah, this is a good one. This is a good one. You could definitely click away an afternoon just visiting your Facebook page.
Yeah. Well, if you go to my website, I have 47 old school videos on there as well.
Ooh.
So if you want to array, I have, you know, Parlavan and Aretha Franklin. I have Hall & Oates. I have Stevie Wonder and Gladys Knight. 47 different videos that you can watch on the site from back in the day. So
I like that. That is very like cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, his name is Todd Woodson, and the title of the podcast is Bring Back Soul Music. So join the patrol to bring back the soul. Mr. Todd.
I like that.
There you go. You can have that one for free, my friend.
Oh, I plan on stealing it from you.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thank you, Jim. Thanks for having me. And good luck to your podcast and hello to all your listeners.
Thanks again for listening to Too Many Podcasts. And a special thanks to my guest this week, Mr. Todd Woodson. And he's got a podcast called Bring Back Soul Music. And, you know, when we were having our interview, we discussed an artist named Mark Staggers. And I've got a nice little surprise for you. Got in touch with Mark this past week, and there was a song that he sang on Todd's show that I just absolutely loved. And I contacted him on social media, and I said, hey, do you think I could use it for my show to close it out? And he said, absolutely. Got it on Amazon. Mark has a lot of music on Amazon, so definitely check out his albums. I'm sure there's going to be something you're bound to love. This man has an incredible voice, and he's an incredible talent. So in the meantime, you can get in touch with me on social media through Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Too Many Podcasts. And you know, Instagram, Twitter, they got the number 2. We'll be changing that soon, but I'll keep you posted when that happens. Also, you can email me at jimthepodcastchirpa@gmail.com. Let me know what you're thinking. If you like the show, please do me a favor and leave me a nice review on Apple Music or iTunes or even Stitcher or iHeartRadio. Leave a positive comment. If there's stuff that you don't like, feel free to email me and let me know what you don't like. Maybe we can figure something out, okay? But thank you so much for tuning in. And we've got a lot of great shows coming up, especially with the holidays coming up, a couple of special holiday episodes as well. Instead of Sherpa suggestions this week or Talk of the Ten, I'm going to leave you with this. This is Mr. Mark Staggers, and this song is called Key to My Heart. See you around, Rebels. Viva la Sherpalution!
There was a time in my life when I thought that no one loved me. I was going day to day feeling empty inside, until the moment you came in my life and touched my heart. Now the love I feel is so real.
When you came in my life,
you came in my life. Let me know how much you care for me.
And I know
you are all I need. And it's because of what you've done for me that you've got the key.
You've got the key.
Yeah.
You've got the key.
Oh, you've got the key. There's not a moment that goes by that you're not on my mind. I feel your presence with me all the time. Oh yeah. You're forgiving with your love, your love, your love. So unconditionally. Let me know how much you care for me, for me. And I know you are all I need. And it's because of what you've done for me that you've got the key. Oh, oh yeah. You've got the key to my heart. My heart. What you really mean to me, to me. Oh, yeah.
Open up my heart.
Oh, oh, oh. Don't you know that
you came in my life?
You came in my life and let me know how much you care for me, for me. And I know because of what you've done for me, that you've got the key. Oh, oh, oh yeah. You've got the key to my heart. My heart. You've got the key. Oh, oh yeah. You've got the key to my heart. My heart. Oh, 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 oh.
Thanks for listening to Too Many Podcasts. Please disperse. You can go home now. I said you can go home now. Viva la Chapelition. Viva la Chapelition. Yell, come back now, you hear?